Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Are you deploying Office 365 and need some questions answered? Then look no farther, because the Office 365 Deployment Readiness Tool is here to help. Join us for this multi-part series as Senior Program Manager Mark Kanin walks us through some common scenarios and tips for how to deploy Office 365 successfully and easily in your business environment. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a Senior IT Pro Evangelist here at Microsoft. And with me today, I have a special guest, Mark Kanin, a Senior Program Manager on the Office 365 Deployment Experience Team here at Microsoft. How are you doing today, Mark?
Doing well. How are you doing, Blaine?
Good. Welcome to the show. Mark's team is responsible for defining Microsoft Office 365 deployment automation, the strategies around that for our customers and partners. The Office 365 Deployment Customer Experience Team also provides a prescriptive deployment guidance documentation, delivers related training and tools to enable you, the customer and partner, to successfully deliver Office 365. So Mark, a little bit about you. Looks like you began your career with Microsoft 7 years ago as a senior consultant within MCS, that's Microsoft Consulting Services Division. In that time, you worked on several key strategy engagements, as well as some with some of the larger customers we have at Microsoft.
Yeah, that's right.
So you hold the role of Senior Program Manager, and that's in the Office Deployment Experience Team. But you've also had some experience with the Microsoft Online Commerce Portal, as far as what your background is here. 17 years experience. In the professional space of IT, as well as roles with not only Microsoft but Oracle, PeopleSoft, JD Edwards. Got your undergraduate degree and graduate degrees from the University of Colorado. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the topic today, which is the Microsoft Office 365 Deployment Readiness Tool.
Sure. So as you stated earlier, Blaine, my team's responsible for managing deployment with partners and customers and our Microsoft counterparts for Office 365. What we initially started off with was actually owning the deployments, working directly with the customers and getting them into the cloud. And in that process, which I think the team has existed probably about 7 years now, in that process, we started with what's called a dedicated service, where customers would have their own dedicated hosted service from Microsoft. And that expanded in scope with what we call a standard or multi-tenant and the education space. In that process of helping customers get into the cloud, we learned a lot about our own service. We learned a lot about how customers wanted to leverage cloud-based collaboration services. And in that process, we developed what's now available today as the Online Deployment Guide, which really is a prescriptive guide to provide you the steps to plan, prepare, and migrate into the cloud. But as we've evolved in the deployment process and helping customers, it became very clear that we couldn't just solve deployment challenges with just documentation, if you will, but software. And so what we were able to release last calendar or last fiscal year, sometimes middle of this year, was the Office 365 Deployment Readiness Tool. And basically, if you've experienced the Exchange Best Practices Analyzer or other diagnostic tools, what we look to try and do is take the best of that for support issues, but also integrate it for what would be necessary for deployment. So effectively, the Office 365 Deployment Readiness Tool is the IP that's been integrated in the Online Deployment Guide as software, right? So it helps you assess your organization's readiness for Office 365.
Excellent. So what do you got to show us today? You got a demo for us or some slides?
Yeah, so I will go ahead and share out one of my monitors here. So to show you what we've got here with the deployment readiness tool, the first place that you want to go is the Office 365 community site, which is just community.office365.com. And that website provides, a number of different resources to help you get into the cloud. The two pieces of IP and tools that we're going to talk about today are hosted on the community site. And so the first one, which I had talked about earlier, was the online deployment guide. So if you go to the search page and you type in Office 365 deployment guide, what you'll see is various posts. I'm going to go ahead and look for one that goes here. And let's go ahead and take a look at the links. And the link will get me to one more place, which is the web format of the Office 365 deployment guide. So there's two versions. There's a PDF and there's an online version. The benefit of the PDF is you have it in one place. You can read it from end to end. It'll explain how to deploy Office 365. Likewise, you can do the same thing in a web model, but with the web edition of the deployment guide, we have additional features, such as an index. So if you're looking for a specific topic that you need to know about, it's all indexed. If you need to search on a specific topic, like let's just say Active Directory Federation Services, everywhere specific to the guide where we talk about that, it'll be located here in the guide. And then finally, there's a bookmark section where you can bookmark key areas that you need to come back to. Maybe you haven't gotten that far in your deployment, but you've read about it and you want to come back go start off where you left off, if you will. So that's the first piece. And let's go ahead and we'll pull up the actual deployment readiness tool. And in fact, what's nice is this stuff is also indexed in the deployment guide. So let's just type in deployment readiness tool here. And you'll see that it's found inside the deployment guide. It'll give you a link to where it is on the community site. And so the posting we have here explains the tool, what it does, what it's looking for. I'll get to this here in just a moment. But the assessments are listed right in the middle of the actual download page. We talk about the system requirements. The key is when we released this tool is we wanted to have a turnkey tool with very minimal requirements. Gets you in the door with virtually all of the Windows operating systems that are out there. Lets you run the tool with very minimal requirements. In fact, it should run pretty straightforward without administrative rights with these operating systems that are listed here, and then the browsers that we know have been tested with it. Long and short, you get to the end of the requirements, and we tell you what our privacy constraints are, which are we don't collect any of this information that we're helping you gather. Then obviously the traditional EULA, and finally there's an accept and download. So you accept and download, you save this to your desktop, if you will, or wherever you'd like to put it. And kind of like what I was talking about before, it's a turnkey solution. It's a simple tool where you don't really necessarily need to know what you're doing. It just will effectively be a click once application that will do an on-premises assessment of your environment. So you double click on the tool, you run it, and what will happen here is it's going to open up a browser. And that browser session, basically what we're relaying to you is what we're doing at that time. Most of what you're seeing here is just LDAP queries, which is going against your Active Directory, and really filtering out what we need to know that will be relevant for your Office 365 deployment. A couple other things that we check for are some ports and relevant ports for Office 365. We do some DNS queries and trying to think of some name services record checks at the same time. So as this progresses, it gives you a status and refreshes every so often, tells you where it's at. At the end, it just will give you a summary report as to what we found on premises, and in general, what are the constraints that may affect your overall deployment? Okay, so as you can see, the report came, you know, after a few minutes of assessment. And the report is presented in the way you would actually go through an Office 365 deployment. So the first step that you would have to go through is to register your domain in the cloud. So what we try and attempt to do is, you know, if you have an on-premises Exchange environment, we can gather which email domains that we found that have, you know, a stamp on a user for email reliability. And then we also look to see which email domains are the primary reply to addresses in your environment, and what are the most prevalent email domains that basically will help guide you to figure out what do I need to do to register my domain in Office 365. So in this case, you know, there's a variety of email domains that are listed here, primary and secondary, and we've purposely put in some invalid data, and the reason is that we wanted to show how the tool actually explained that how this will be a problem in your deployment and what you need to do to potentially resolve that. So there's two pieces. There's the online deployment guide, which will actually go in depth as to the prescriptive guidance as to what we found inside the tool in and of itself. So the in a nutshell, scenarios that we've defined in this case with the domains is we found about 31 people have this domain, msdexonline.info. So your expectation is you probably will have 31 people that will have their mailboxes move to the cloud. And then we had this additional domain, which is the same thing, but if you notice it has an at sign in it. And again, this is a purposeful error to explain that you can't necessarily have a double at sign. And so we discover that error and that issue, and then we explain that here in the online deployment guide as to how you resolved it. So in addition, we found some non-routable email domains or a single label domain. In this case, you can't have an email domain or an email address that doesn't have anything after the person's name. So that's what's called, actually, I don't think that's a single label domain. That's just an invalid SMTP address or a non-routable address that you'll need to fix. And this is the only scenario where we actually don't give you the DN, if you will, which is the location of where that person is, but we'll provide that later in the report. So we've seen this being very helpful for customers, especially customers that have done a number of acquisitions over time. So you would, you know, see, you know, Contoso, who acquired Fabricam, and Fabricam, who acquired NW Traders, and you'll find that there would be a number of disparate domains that, you know, still are being routed inside that environment. So we try and help you and say, okay, it looks like, you know, 90% of your users, or the most prevalent, are Contoso. And in the deployment guide, we kind of go over and say, okay, do you want to do this consolidation? Do you want to potentially register these other domains in the cloud? And if you do, that's fine, but there's additional constraints that you're going to need to be aware of as you move forward for your deployment with Office 365.
Yeah, I could see that even a combination kind of a public cloud and private cloud. So you got, you know, private cloud on-premise, you know, with running Windows Server and Hyper-V and virtualization, maybe some Exchange servers, and then you want to kind of move those mailboxes from on-premise to the public cloud with Office 365, and you've got migration tools to do that. So kind of a hybrid scenario, right?
Yeah, exactly. We really capture a lot of issues that we've seen working with customers in this tool, and those are just a couple of them. What's unique about the tool is, with the exception of the directory sync preflight, we actually only relay the information if you have the problem. If you don't, we don't want to over-consume or kill you with too much information that's not necessarily relevant to your deployment, right?